punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Number 21 of Noise Punk and Das Kooner. I am Das Kooner. Gene, who are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, this is show number 21. We could drink legally. Or,
it's legal.
Oh, what else? What can we do legally?
Charles
could legally lick my ass. All right, so we... in some state. We have a very special guest today.
We're
starting off real bad. We have a really special guest. Composer, impresario. Is that a term? Rob Voisey. Rob, say hello.
Welcome.
Hello, Gene.
Anyway,
that's Rob Voisey, and yes, we have known Rob for a while.
Yeah,
and we've been doing some stuff. And why don't you ask Rob immediately your question that you'd like to ask
the typical question: why are you a composer when you should be writing for Britney or something? I don't know. I'm improv. What made you got? What made you want to write in the first place?
Oh, what?
Thank you.
I guess it was you know, it's just a, you know, the thing that sort of drives you or moves you. I was actually just a singer and was studying computer science in Stony Brook. Mm. And I took a composition class for non-majors.
Hmm.
Yeah, kind of interesting, weird class. And my teacher, Oded Zahavi, was just like, hey, I'm starting a school back in Israel. Why don't you join us?
So, oh, yeah? You went to Israel?
So I went to Israel 2 years.
You went in Jews?
Yeah.
Okay. Sad parts were not drinking vodka or anything.
We're drinking today. This is sober
and yet
night.
They find this funny. It's extraordinary.
We're all very tired.
Okay, I did the whole nine yards, kibbutz, in the North Galilee. Yeah.
I think it's pronounced kibbutz.
I
don't know if that's
I think they're kibbutz now.
So, cool. So you went to Israel to study, and
right.
I interrupted you.
And, I studied, I did okay, and then I just realized that was it. That was the thing I was looking for all my life.
No. And this was, last week?
Yeah.
This happened very...
I guess it was in 1992.
Oh, okay.
In addition to place where Christ was crucified, you found your meaning in your life in terms of composition.
Well, we sat in the Upper Galilee, so this is when it's running around and preaching and
isn't
stuff.
Isn't that a great place to find? Isn't that great? Maybe not.
And the Protestant talks in our show.
thank you.
Jesus. All right. Well, Jesus Christ. You know how he got that name? People are going to get offended because he was hanging on the cross with the blood, you know, and everything. People, they were walking like, Jesus Christ, that's disgusting. What is that? Take that guy down. And that's how they got the name.
Should we hear some music at this point?
The guy was bleeding.
Shut the hell up.
Okay, for complaints to the radio show, please email.
Send them to...
Okay, let's hear music, please, by Rob Voisey. Rob, what do you got for us? Pick a piece. I think we should start with a piece of yours.
Okay. I'm actually working on a new project called Constellations. It's a mobile form. So it's a whole bunch of – it's actually also one-minute pieces.
We forgot to mention Rob is the king of the 1 minute pieces. He has this project which we will talk about at length called 60 by 60, which I had the pleasure of being part of, where he asked a bunch of composers to write 60 second electronic pieces. So that's what he is known for. I don't know. Is that true?
As of late,
I guess. I don't know. We are interested in his own music, so let's announce it. What should we hear first?
What should we hear?
So we might as well start with track one and their Constellations. I believe that one is which constellation is it?
It's
Sagittarius.
There's nobody will be able to check this. What is it? Is it electronic music or?
Yeah, these are all electronic music that's made with my voice.
Oh, okay. Charles announced it like a professional DJ that you are.
This is a constellation, not
yes, this is a constellation.
Sagittarius.
By Robert Voisey here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. A couple of constellations by Robert Voisey here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Basically, two electronic pieces, roughly about 60 seconds each, utilizing his voice.
I think they're exactly 60 seconds each.
Right? It's exactly?
Exactly.
Yeah, 60 so stop seconds. Saying roughly.
No, well, I mean, it could be 59.60.
No, they're exactly 60 seconds.
Really?
Dude, that's how we do it with computers, man. That's the only thing
that played it better. It's like motive. Key motive. Leitmotif.
Those
were
cool, but Robert was saying that they're mobile, which means...
They can be laid on top of each other, put in any order. Basically, they're meant to be performed in a concert. Kind of, it can be in like different channels if it was an 8-channel setup, and just to be a kind of flexible sort of
So let's experiment form. Here. We're going to do a little aleatoric, I guess.
Yeah,
so, right?
Okay.
So there's like 26 of them. We heard the first two. Pick how many – we'll layer like a bunch of them on top.
Sure.
How
let's,
many
let's,
do?
Would you want to pick how many minutes you want to go for?
Oh, well, so how do you – I said it's only 1 minute if we put them on top of each other.
We're going to space them out a little bit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, overlapping, you know. Why don't we do 17, 5, 21 to mark the show's inauguration.
Oh, 17-5-21, good.
And 26.
Is this a personal preference, or are you just coming up with it off the top of your head as far as...
17 is one of my favorites, and yeah.
Okay.
It's actually his bank number.
Actually, that one is cancer, and I guess I could dedicate it to my girlfriend. Oh. Since she's...
He didn't mean cancer like she has cancer, Charles. He meant cancer like the constellation.
What?
Cancer is a constellation.
I know. Dedicated to your girlfriend?
She's probably, that's her.
Well, she's a cancer.
Yeah, she's a cancer.
Oh. Charles,
I knew you were laughing at something wrong.
I thought you were implying that you wish she had cancer because you broke up with her.
I knew that's not what it was. I knew he was laughing at the wrong thing. Yeah. You're fucking...
Thank you.
I wish no harm on
He wishes his girlfriend no harm.
But if she,
you're an evil man.
But do you not have an ex-girlfriend where you would wish such harm?
I
no, still
yeah,
no.
You know what? I'm not going to answer that one.
Das Crooner exposed here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yeah, put your pants on. Let me announce this. You're fired. All right. Yeah. Constellations by Robert Voisey, and this is a mobile interpretation of number 17, 5, 21, 26. One of them is a cancer dedicated to this girlfriend that he loves, not hates.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. A layering of constellations by Robert Voisey here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yeah, that was far. That was like a big crazy chorus of Rob's.
Yeah. So what we did was a layering of different constellations on top of each other, generally not exactly at the same time, but is it, you chose these specific numbers for us right now. Is that a preference or can anyone pick any and hope for the best?
Anyone can pick any.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this would be the Das Crooner mix.
Yeah.
We could do a Noise Punk mix
that was a
later.
Nice, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that was the Das Crooner mix? That was the Rob mix.
It was a Rob mix.
Yeah, for the record.
You should, maybe we'll later on do Noise Punk and Das Crooner. You pick two, yeah. And I'll pick two.
Even though we don't know what the hell's
exactly.
going to come happen. But
maybe we'll have them all play at the same time.
But I guess that's part of the whole deal, is that there's, yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Some aleatoric electronic music by Rob.
By Rob Voisey.
Voisey.
Yeah.
Cool. What's next? Like, you want to talk about 6060 or?
Sure. So I started 60 by 60 project in 2003, and what I did is I called for composers to submit works that were 60 seconds or less in length, that were all recorded on recorded media, preferably CDs. And we got 190 submissions on our first year, and including one of yours.
Yes, yes.
And we put it together on a mix of 60 for a performance of an hour long. So when a piece is less than 60 seconds, we sort of pad it with silence. And then what we do is we sync it up with a analog clock, and then we just perform it live.
And I've been to a bunch of these performances, and they're very hip. You hear the clock, and every 60 seconds is going to be a new piece. And did you go? I thought you came with me once, no?
Nope, not in that one.
Well, that wasn't you.
No, not me. Someone did.
Son of a bitch.
So you know, that's me.
But anyway,
next time.
So we should hear some, I don't know, who's whatever. Well, I mean, I'll play mine sooner or later, but if you want to pick some of your favorites from the new, you have a new CD.
Sure. Yeah, from the new CD, we could play something from... why don't we play a couple? There's Noah Krzyzewski, Stan Link, Alex Shapiro. That's a good start.
So good start. So let's. I'm gonna.
Now, these pieces, are they all electronic or are they acoustic or what's the story on that?
Well, they all have to be on recorded media. So the definition of electronic is if you can record it, you know, it can be from any source.
Okay.
Even live or acoustic.
Okay. Okay. That's some kind of track. That's recorded that you can utilize.
If you have to plug something in, it's electronic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, Charles.
Bottom line, I was getting to that.
You weren't getting to that.
Yeah, I was.
I still think he wants his girlfriend to have cancer.
Jeez.
All right.
Wap, wap, wap.
All right,
wap.
I'm going to read some. Okay, Denouement by Noam Krzyzewski. How does he pronounce it?
It's Denouement.
It's
Denouement. Denouement, yeah, French. You're a moron.
I don't like French. I mean, I like French.
Didn't the Russians used to speak French? What's the matter with you?
Yeah, used to. Should I read a little bios? Oh, these are just. This is not about the piece. It's just the bios. Okay, who else? So we'll play that one by Noah.
Right.
Okay, this. Okay.
So then there's Stan Link.
Stan Link's piece is called...
I think it's Snow.
Snow. Okay, there's a lot of them, so it's hard to find on the city. Maybe I should... And then who else? Stan Link?
And Alex Shapiro.
And Alex Shapiro. Whose piece is called...
I believe her piece is Unhinged.
Wait, it's a girl?
Yes, she, yes.
Dang. Fuck that up. All right. Unhinged by Alex Shapiro.
Girl.
French Word by Noah Krzyzewski.
Who's a guy?
Denouement.
And then the Link. John Link.
John Link.
And the piece is called Snow.
Here on...
Actually, like Parents, negative Snow Parents.
What?
There's brackets and so forth.
There's brackets?
There's brackets in
okay,
it.
Okay, we can't play that piece. Here on Noise Flunk and...
Das Crooner!
Bye. We would be sled riding past this one house, and they would all go down the hill, and then they would tell me, there's that ghost in that house, there he is, there's a man in there. And they're all at the foot of the hill, and I have to get down the hill past that house. The most frightening, I was asleep on the bed. My brother was in his crib, and I woke up and saw somebody out the window. Then I used to have some kind of little dream nightmares or something, and there was this thing that came walking toward me, stopped to look at my brother's crib, and kept walking, and I don't remember much after that. And then they looked out the window the next morning, and sure enough, there were tracks in the snow out there.
From 60 by 60, first one being by Noah Krashevsky, second one by Stan Link, and the third one by Alex Shapiro.
Who's a girl?
And, here on Noise Punk and Oscar, courtesy of Robert Boise.
Courtesy of, this is why I said in the beginning, impresario, I guess. But what do you call a person who puts together 60 composers and have them all write one-minute pieces and then puts out a CD? You know, it's
director.
Like,
organizes a concert series.
Yeah, organizes a concert, goes around the world.
Collaborations with video.
So he does a lot of things.
Impresario.
So I like the word impresario because it makes me feel like, I think of the fat guy. What's his name? Diaglio.
Yeah. Diaglio fat.
Yeah. So anyway, but those were hip. Those were some hip pieces. And that was from the album. You should plug it. Where is it available?
It's going to be available on CD Baby. Actually, probably by the time this is out, it will be available on CD Baby and iTunes and elsewhere around the world.
This is the 2004-2005.
Yeah, it's a double album. We're sort of catching up to...
Yeah, the first one he released was 2006.
2003.
That's right.
Yeah,
2003,
yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
That was the first year.
Yeah, it was called 2000... Okay, what's 2006? That's the latest project.
Right. Well, okay. Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We're finishing up that year. So basically, we start with a call for... Works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we have a crazy radio request extravaganza.
Yes, that we just did recently.
Exactly. And then we select 60 pieces. And if we get a lot of pieces from a particular region or a particular theme, we do an alternate mix. Our first mix was the Pacific Rim mix. Mm-hmm. That was in 2004. And we actually just got requested to do a mix on oppression and totalitarianism.
Uh-huh.
For the Avant-Garde Festival in Munich. So that's our Munich mix. We just did
that. And you can go in and check all this out on Rob's website, which is called...
voxnovus.com/60x60.htm.
Yeah, you can just go around the website, just browse. You know, no need to buy. You
click
can browse.
Links. Exactly.
Click around. Look at the porn. Oh, wait, that's...
Google.
There's a Google?
Yeah, there's this Google advertisements. Click there.
Yeah,
we
why?
Need money. We all need to get paid.
Oh, man. Nobody clicks on those. I don't know how they make
money. Why the hell not?
No idea how they... All right, anyway. So should we play something from that other city? I mean,
From 2003?
Three.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so, well, I mean, I want to play my piece, but...
Play
pick,
your piece.
I definitely want to play my piece, because my fucking show... Charles doesn't have a piece. Charles has, like, 5 pieces in his whole catalog.
Yeah, you know.
Son of a bitch.
Whatever.
Right, anyway, and...
it's all good.
Picked like 2 more so we could do another 3 set. Or 4 more. Pick 3 more so we have like a set of 4.
Okay. Well,
or a set of
play
5.
My piece.
Yeah.
And
Hello, you want me to get the CD? And
get the CD.
Okay, talk amongst yourselves.
You know, it's...
Da, 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 da.
Oh, really, Joe, say something smart.
Yeah. Two Jews walk into a bar.
Actually, we could play the piece by Michael Kinney.
Okay, Michael Kinney. Let me remember this.
And who else?
Well, Rob is
and
picking.
And we could play it from the...
I'll play you my favorite song.
Variation on a theme by Pritzker.
And how about George Brunner and Dennis Bathory Kitts?
Oh, yeah, Dennis. Dennis.
Otherwise known as Calvos.
He's our predecessor, the guy whose show this was, who gave us the show. This is why we're doing this. This is their show. It was called.
It's their, yeah.
Yeah, this was called Calvos and Damien. Now it's called Noise Punk, the Scrooner, but this is the guy.
Taking over.
We're taking over. So, okay, give me the CD. So, we're going to play.
And one day we'll get paid for it.
He ain't getting paid for nothing. Yeah. All right. So, wait, what did you say, just Michael? All right, and
take
you know
after
what?
Their lead.
Yeah. You're going to announce the pieces. So this is an unprecedented thing. Rob's going to announce not the pieces, but just
the composers.
The composers, yeah. So
okay, so we'll start with Dennis Bathory Kitts, and then we'll do Gene Pritzker, George Brunner, and Michael Kinney.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Cooter. Thank you. with a little coda there at the end. There was a group of pieces from the 60x60 series.
The 2003 CD.
Courtesy of our guest, Robert Voisey, here on Noise Punk and Das Kuna.
Let's give us the names and the titles of those pieces there, Robert.
If you can.
Well, Dennis's, Bathory Kitts' piece is Warbler Garden.
Davos!
Yeah!
And then Gene Persica's piece is Junk Fragment.
Noise Punk!
George Runnin's piece is Radio Play.
George!
And Michael Kinney's piece is 1 Minute of Listening Pleasure.
What a great actor. I mean, Kinney, excuse me.
wrong person. Right. Okay, yeah. So that was cool. That was very hip. Now, I think, well, let's pick two program notes. Charles, why don't you read Dennis's program notes, and you can
why
read.
Why don't you read something from 2004-2005?
Oh, 2004-2005. Which do we have? Okay. That here or 2005? Here we go.
Yeah,
but we should read something that we actually heard or will hear. So, not random program notes. Oh, wait, what is your? Do you have a piece on that?
Do I? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we'll read Rob's piece and then we'll play it.
Okay.
The
wait. Which I don't know what I'm reading.
Rob's piece is number 30 on 2004.
Okay, got it.
Charles is going to try to read the program notes,
yes.
And me and Robert will improvise and try to make him laugh in this...
Yeah. So you can just turn around. Go ahead and improv if you want. Writing electronic and acoustic chamber works. Robert Voisey's composition oscillates from ambient to romantic, often featuring his own voice as the primary instrument. Originating from a non-traditional education, Robert Voisey embraces a variety of media to both present and create his music. As artistic director of the 60x60 project, vice president of programs for the Living Music Foundation, and founder of Vox Novus, he pioneers innovative approaches to promote, sustain, and disseminate the music... the music of today's composers. I made it to the end. First time ever.
Well, no, I farted. Sorry. I thought that would distract you.
He got close. But did you actually, by the way?
Yeah, man.
Everything fell. That big cluster in top wasn't really me playing. That was my scores.
You were so into making me laugh that everything fell apart.
Nah, I looked at your face and I farted.
Da 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 da.
All right, so let's play that piece. Rob, what is it called, this piece?
This piece is called Tongues.
What is it?
Tongues.
Tongues?
Tongues.
How appropriate, since Charles likes to have his up my ass.
You know, we knew that was happening. Noise Punk and Das Kuna, yeah. Another 60x60 works, this time by courtesy of Robert Voisey himself. Another use of your voice and...
And that one was called Tongues.
Tongues.
Because?
Because...
because?
No, I wasn't using my tongue in that particular thing. I was using vocal sounds and so forth. Actually, it was from another little short series that I was doing. And I... part of... the project is to sort of demonstrate people's styles.
Mm-hmm.
It started out as signature works, so what I was hoping was to get kind of a slice of what everybody was doing that year or what's happening in new music.
Right, right.
So this is kind of my current style or so forth, so that's why.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Well,
like that.
And talking about the current style, we want to go back to Constellations.
Okay.
And... do a mix of how about each of us pick 3 numbers? We're gonna do a more aleatoric music here on Noise Punk and the Schooner. Mm-hmm. Pick Pick three numbers.
I'm getting number two no matter what, Gene.
But number two we already had. We played
did?
It.
Okay.
I mean, I guess we could play it again. Pick higher numbers, though.
All right.
Like, don't pick 1, 2, 17, 5, 21, or 26.
Okay, I'll remember that.
All right, I'll remember. Say, pick. Go, here, you pick first, Charles.
3. 15. 21.
Bingo! Wait, no, I said don't pick 21.
Oh, you okay, about, 22.
Okay, there you go.
So 3, 15, 22.
Bingo! I can't do that twice. What are you doing, Gene? Okay, that's Charles. Okay, now, Rob, you pick three numbers.
8, 11, 19.
Okay. And we should point out that he has an advantage since he composed all this.
He doesn't know which one's which anymore.
Well, do you know offhand what's going to be since you composed it? Because we have no idea.
No, it's not supposed to be like that. It's kind of supposed to be a random sort of...
How many
on
are
the
there?
Fly.
How many are
There's
there?
There's 26 at the moment. There will be 88 when it's all finished.
Oh, like a piano keys.
Actually, there are 88 constellations. Oh. Or quote
unquote. Or just like a piano keys.
Just like piano keys.
I wonder who influenced who. Okay, I'm going to pick 7 since that's my lucky number. My birthday's on the 7th, September 7th, for those of you who want to send me presents. And then, let's see what happened. Number 9.
Number 9.
Since it's September 7th, and 9/7. And I was born 71. I can't pick 1. 7 plus 1 is 8. Somebody already picked 1. 7, 8 plus 9 is 17. Plus 1 is 18. 18's available.
Yay.
Did you guys follow that?
A lot of numerology going on.
Did you like that? I got 7, 9, and 18. 18 being my year of birth, 1971. All added up, it's 18. Okay. You see that? I'm quick with the fucking numbers, motherfucking shit. Yeah, running the motherfucking numbers. Yeah, no, it's wrong in the screwdriver. Sorry. I'm going to now randomly put these together.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the Charles 3 on top of each other.
Okay, the numbers I chose are, once again?
3, 15, and 22.
Good.
How does this help you?
We'll find out.
He's working on some numerology.
Yeah, what are you? Dude, your numerology, man. Forget about it. All right. And then Rob picked his three numbers. I'm going to take those. And I don't know if I'll put them. I mean, I'll spread them out, too. So if I put all three on top of each other, it'll be exactly 60 seconds, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
But instead of doing that, we'll make each piece about 2 minutes. You know, if I around like this, spread them out. So it should be like a 6-minute work. It's three of Charles, three of yours, and three of mine. And then maybe at the end, I take one of each randomly from each number from one of ours and put them together as one trio.
Sounds perfect.
Yay! Motherfuckers!
Hey. Here.
On.
Here. On. Oh, sorry. You were
finishing. Fuck. Do it again.
Here. On. Here.
On.
Noise.
Punk.
And.
Dust.
Crew.
Ner.
The music of Robert Voisey here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
That was Constellation called Noise Punk and Dust Crooner plus Rob Voisey Constellation. We created our own Constellation.
Yes, and we don't owe you any money for it. Isn't that great?
Pay the man, Charles. you'll pay him in other ways, I know.
I knew you were going to say that, man.
It's all for the love of music.
Let's say again?
It's all for the love of music.
Yes. Yes, indeed. It's party time.
Yeah, even though we don't have any vodka.
We have nothing. We have no booze.
Well, we don't need it, though.
Charles didn't bring any of the heroin that he usually supplies us with.
You know, I talked to my dealer. He's,
God damn it.
He's got issues.
So anyway, we're here with Rob Voisey. For those of you who are just joining us online, how are you just joining us? Either you're listening or you're not.
Yeah.
This is not live.
In case somebody else is listening and you just walked into the
room. In case you just walked into the room.
How
somebody
you doing?
Who's been listening to this online. We're here with Rob Voisey.
Hi.
Hi. And... And we're, I don't know, we're tired. We have a lot. Charles and myself were going to Austria with my band Sound Liberation.
And we got a lot of preparation
and
for
at,
it.
And at this festival called Outreach. And the same festival, Rob Voisey is going to do a 60 by 60, but I think over the internet, right?
Over the internet. We're
so we'll be there at the concert in Austria while you do it.
And I'll be there in spirit.
In spirit,
and
anyway.
Internet and other electronic stuff. Okay. Yeah, electronic, that's what it's all about. Electronic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is going to be cool, I think. I don't know.
Electroacoustic type.
Electroacoustic. Yeah, yeah. So good. Well, are you gonna play that piece of mine, the one I submitted? Maybe I should play that piece, the one.
You should play that piece, the one you submitted.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Play that piece. I'll say that's me when I will be in Austria. After, you know, I have like 40 pieces performed at this festival. Well, then people are gonna be so tired. Like, yeah, yeah, another piece. There's a piece of mine on every fucking night of that.
Sorry.
Ah, yes, son of a bitch. All right. Well, I mean, we don't have to. If you want to play something else, we could play that piece, we could play something else, and we could...
Well, we should play your piece, and why don't we play a couple more pieces from the 60 by 60 project?
Okay, from which album? The 2, 3, 4, 5?
Actually, you know what? You guys will get a kick out of this piece. Why don't we play something from 2003?
Mm-hmm.
The last piece, the finale of 60...
Okay.
And that's Moritz Eggert's piece.
Okay.
The title being The 1 Minute Piece That Took Me Ages to Do and Which Is Really Impressive.
It's a good title.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one.
Cool. So we'll play that. So we'll play Gene Pritzker. My piece is called A Tribal Second. We'll play a piece by
Moritz Eggert. And. Yeah, who else should we play? We should just, like, pick one at random, shouldn't we? Let's just type it.
Random. More random music. Come on.
Should we pick a pick from
2003? Let Charles, he doesn't know anything about this. Let him pick.
Actually, let's play Robert Saznov.
Robert Saznov.
Saznov. From Australia.
And what's the name of the piece?
I can't say. Actually, it's in Russian.
Oh, let me see. Robert?
I thought he was from Australia. That's true of you.
Wait, where is it? It's Robert Saznov. Robert Saznov, od Soluna da Tietova. Od Soluna da Tietova. I think Salon and Tietova are like names of places, I think. Ot is from Soluna to Tietova. Okay. Not much help there.
We just killed a minute or two there.
Okay, so a piece by Gene Pritzker, a piece by, what's his name, last piece on the...
Oh, Moritz Eggert?
Moritz Eggert, and a piece by Sol...
Robert Saznov.
Saznov. I'm an awful trans... Okay. I'm Noise Prong in this room!
Yeah!
My name is Moritz Eggert, and I'm going to do this 1 minute thing. Damn, no idea. Let me think. Think, damn it. Okay, I start with this sound. This should do it, or not? Better take something else. Let's see. How about that? No, too obvious. It has to be kind of contemporary. Okay, that should do it. First, I'm going to transpose it, like... Oh, that sounds silly. Better like this. Doesn't seem enough, really. Should I make it longer? Better make some kind of texture, keep it interesting. Something like this. No, that's too obvious. It has to be really complicated so nobody will get it. Something like... Now it needs some kind of space. Reverb. Let's launch the room simulator. No, that's too limited. Perhaps if I run it through the equalizer... Pump up the volume. Better yet, let's reverse it. Oh yeah, that's really good. I'm a genius. Okay, Pro Tools, you can do it. Have I already said that I'm a genius? I'm a fucking genius. Let's modulate it. Modulate it some more. Oh yes, yes, they will be so impressed. Modulate. Modulate. Okay, here we are. This is my piece. I'm a genius. Check it out. Here it comes.
West of Topeka by David Gunn. We added one more. David Gunn was Damien from Callous and Damien.
He probably
right?
still is. But
I mean, he still is. He's not dead or anything. Are you dead, David? If you're dead, call me. If not, then don't call. All right. So, yeah, because we played, you know, Calvus. We played Dennis's piece. So we played David's piece. And before that, we played a piece. First, I think we started with a piece by me, I think.
That's right.
What's my name? Gene Pritzker.
Gene Pritzker.
And the piece is called A Tribal Second. Just a second, not more than that. Then we went to a piece by
Moritz Egger.
Moritz Egger.
The one-minute piece that took him a really long time to write, which is really impressive.
Which was a very comic piece. We made us laugh. And then, sorry, I don't know.
Leitmotiv here
and
on
then,
Noise.
Oh, yeah, and then we played a piece by the Russian guy.
Right, Robert Sadstrom.
Okay. Cool.
Fantastic.
Well, I think we heard this was like the most electronic program we've had.
Let's talk.
What's next?
I assume you're pursuing this more. Lots more of these 60-second works. Anything besides that also?
Yeah, I'm going to be actually doing an acoustic album, Chamber of Works, that should be coming out at the end of the year.
Cool.
So I'll be doing that. And then it's just 60 by 60 by 60 by 60 by 60. Well, I mean, we've got we've planning somewhere between 10 to 12 concerts in the next 4 months.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And nice.
Impressive.
A dance collaboration. Oh, and I also have started an organization called Vox Novus back in 2000. And we've just kind of started up our Composer's Voice concert series again,
which
took a small year hiatus. Cool. Yeah, we're collaborating with Remarkable Theater Brigade.
Great. So, when you guys having concerts?
That starts this month.
Excellent. Invite me. I don't get an email.
Sure.
Me too. What the hell?
Where are my emails?
I know, but I never got an email for that. Did you?
Not yet. This is our first one is going to be on July, the last Sunday in July. Oh. And then we're going to be doing it in the last week on Sundays every month.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you'll get lots of notices now.
Excellent. Sounds good. Yeah. We'll be there. One Sunday. I don't know.
One of these Sundays.
Cool. Robert, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
This was fun. And here comes the theme music. And
that'll do it for now.
For show number, what is it? 21.
We're legal.
Here, on.
And on here. And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner.